What if the solutions to our most pressing modern problems were already discovered centuries ago? Great Thinkers reveals how humanity's most brilliant minds, from Plato to Nietzsche, offer timeless insights that remain startlingly relevant today. While we often assume our challenges are uniquely modern, these philosophers grappled with the same fundamental questions about happiness, meaning, and how to live well. Their answers, tested across centuries, provide a roadmap for navigating our own complex lives with greater wisdom and purpose. In ancient Athens, Plato revolutionized thinking about fulfillment through four key ideas. First, he noted that most lives go wrong through insufficient reflection as we drift into careers and relationships based on unexamined cultural assumptions. Second, Plato reimagined love as mutual improvement. We're drawn to people whose qualities we admire and wish to develop. Beauty, in his philosophy, embodies virtues we lack and invites us to evolve. Finally, Plato envisioned a society prioritizing human flourishing, honoring guardians distinguished by public service rather than wealth, and refocusing education on developing virtues. His command to know yourself challenges us to examine our deepest assumptions. Aristotle, in contrast, brought philosophy down to earth. This Macedonian thinker studied how things actually work, from embryo development to societal flourishing. For him, philosophy was practical wisdom for real decisions. Aristotle's ethics centered on the golden mean, the balance between deficiency and excess. In conversation, virtue navigates between saying nothing, bore, and inappropriate joking, buffoon, through tactful wit. Moral goodness develops through habit, gradual improvement through practice. In his view, Greek tragedy offered catharsis, an emotional cleansing. Aristotle also distinguished three types of friendship: pleasure-based, strategic relationships, and true friendship, caring about someone as much as yourself. Recognizing persuasion's importance, he developed rhetoric for thoughtful people with good intentions. How do we remain calm amid life's inevitable storms? The Stoics, particularly Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, offer a counterintuitive approach. Systematically crush every vestige of hope and confront worst-case scenarios directly. By facing our fears and imagining life if they came true, we realize we can cope with imprisonment, poverty, shame, or illness. For Stoics, anger arises when reality collides with unrealistic expectations. The solution? Expect less from life. They advise against both self-blame and blaming others when misfortune strikes, using the goddess Fortuna as a metaphor for life's randomness. The Stoics recommended astronomy as therapy. Contemplating the cosmos reminds us of our insignificance. Their teachings provide perfect counterbalance to our era's naive optimism. Despite modern associations with luxury, Epicurus lived simply on bread and olives, occasionally enjoying cheese as a treat. His insights about happiness identified three common mistakes: believing romantic relationships are essential when friendships are more reliable, thinking we need lots of money when meaningful work matters more, and putting too much faith in luxury when we truly seek inner calm. Epicurus observed that romantic relationships often end in disappointment, while friendships remain stable. Wealthy people weren't noticeably happier than those with modest means engaged in fulfilling work. In response, he created an intentional community where friends lived together, everyone engaged in meaningful work, and they devoted time to philosophical reflection. His philosophy reminds us that true happiness comes from meaningful connections, purposeful work, and inner tranquility. Why does capitalism make us simultaneously richer yet frequently more miserable? Emile Durkheim discovered that suicide rates increased dramatically with industrialization, with rates higher among the educated and middle classes than among the poor. He identified five crucial factors behind modern unhappiness: individualism that forces us to shoulder full responsibility for failures, excessive hope stoked by capitalism's promises, too much freedom without social guidance, atheism removing community consolation, and the weakening of family bonds that once provided belonging. Building on these insights, Theodore Adorno argued that capitalism corrupts us in three significant ways. It poisons leisure through the culture industry, entertainment designed to distract rather than help us understand ourselves. It shields us from our real needs, manipulating us through advertising that exploits genuine longings for connection. And our psychological makeup determines our political vulnerabilities. Together, these thinkers suggest that our modern malaise stems not from material lack, but from deeper psychological and social disruptions. Johannes Vermeer redirected our attention toward the overlooked aspects of life that truly deserve our admiration. His paintings elevate humble subjects, a serving woman pouring milk, a girl with a modest pearl earring, a simple street scene. These works argue that the routine aspects of life, which occupy most of our time, deserve contemplation and appreciation. In The Girl with the Pearl Earring, Vermeer applies the profound insight that everyone's inner life matters regardless of social standing. The subject isn't famous or wealthy. Her pearl is merely a minor trinket by fashionable standards. Yet Vermeer paints her with profound consideration, recognizing that while she appears ordinary to the world, she is uniquely and mysteriously herself. Similarly, The Little Street celebrates the ordinary, suggesting the true glamour isn't found in amazing feats, but in faithfully performing modest duties. Edward Hopper's paintings capture the peculiar isolation of modern urban life, where crowds remain strangers to one another. Works like Automat, showing a solitary woman in an empty diner, invite viewers to recognize that relationships don't permanently end feelings of isolation. These artists teach us to find beauty and meaning in everyday moments, the quiet dignity of ordinary people, the faithful performance of modest duties, even the strange comfort in acknowledging our fundamental aloneness. The greatest minds throughout history have wrestled with the same fundamental questions we face today. How do we find happiness? What makes life meaningful? How do we build a just society? Their answers offer practical wisdom tested across centuries. Plato teaches us to examine our assumptions about what makes life worth living. Aristotle shows that virtue comes through practice. The Stoics teach freedom through confronting fears, while Epicurus reveals happiness comes from friendship, meaningful work, and inner tranquility. These thinkers challenge modern certainties. Augustine questions human perfectibility. Aquinas demonstrates the coexistence of faith and reason, and Montaigne finds wisdom in ordinary lives. Spinoza and Nietzsche provide paths to meaning beyond traditional religious frameworks. Their insights illuminate contemporary struggles, from capitalism's psychological costs, diagnosed by Durkheim and Adorno, to the beauty in ordinary moments captured by Vermeer and Hopper. While technology and social structures evolve, fundamental human questions remain consistent. The greatest gift these thinkers offer isn't definitive answers, but an invitation to join their conversation, to examine our lives with the same curiosity, courage, and commitment to truth. In a distracted world of superficial solutions, perhaps the most revolutionary act is following their example, thinking deeply about what matters and living deliberately according to our highest values.